Welcome to the Dead 3 Coaching Show. I'm your host, George Evian, and we are finishing up right now part three. We try to have five parts on all these books that we're reading or on any of the content that we present out here, but we are finishing up today on this book right here. We're finishing up on the books of the Attributes, 25 Hidden Drivers of Optimal Performance by Rich DeVinny. This is a fantastic book, one of the better books I've read about what leaders look for, what teams, high-performing, high-elite, optimal-performing teams have in them. And what I have taken from this book, what we try to do is I consume all these books. We're rolling through a lot of books this year in 2024. We're up to about 15 to 17 different books that we've gotten through. Go back to our other episodes, the other podcasts that we've put out there or on YouTube to get our strategies on the things that we've changed in 2024 on why and how and the tactics and strategies we have to get through these books. But we're going to finish this one up today. We have talked about grit and courage and resilience and all this. We could, you know, there's 25 different episodes here on these 25 drivers of optimal performance for Rich DeVinny. And I've really enjoyed this book. It's why we started with this book, as opposed to all the other books that we've read, because this one has really, really hit me hard in what I look for and how we can communicate and develop those on our team professionally, those we might be doing outside of our professional world in the athletic worlds or the consulting or just coaching other people out there. But it's not about skill development. Always. Is that important? Absolutely. Is it important to, as you roll through resumes and you're looking for certain and specific skills that your team has and needs in order to get results and in order to drive products out the door or get clients? Absolutely. You need those skills. But as you are also building your team and building yourself, there are 25 hidden drivers for optimal performance. And what we're going to talk about today, and I really like putting the ribbon on this series, on this three-part series of this book, where we talked about grit. And grit is really important to me because that is what you need to be able to overcome, to be able to get the results, be able to have the drivers that you need in order to get things done. Courage, adaptability, resiliency, all that you need in order to get things done, in order to not get hit in the face and to stay on the ground. We've talked about, you know, resilience is, hey, you're all going to get knocked down. But once you're knocked down, how quickly do you get back to your baseline? Or do you ever get back to your baseline? And now what we're talking about today, we want to talk about the leadership attributes. How are you as a leader? What are you looking for when you're building your team and you're trying to identify the leaders that your team might need, or when you hire somebody that they may be able to give you more than just the skills of writing code or closing a sale or what, or getting a client or in whatever industry you're in, that this person has something different. And here are the five. I'm going to jump right into it. Here are the, according to Rich DeVinny, the attributes. The 25 hidden drivers to optimal performance. I'm going to put this right here in front of me, but it's the leadership attributes. What are those? There are five. DeVinny talks about five of them. There are five, and I'm reading through my notes here, five that are key to leadership: selflessness, empathy, authenticity, decisiveness, and accountability. Those are five. Empathy, selflessness, authenticity, decisiveness, and accountability. Those are the five attributes that you have and that we all have, according to Rich DeVinny, that you need to grade yourself 1 to 10, 0 to 10, on where you lie with this. So we're going to jump right into it. And each one of these is its own episode. Each one of these is its own podcast or YouTube that we do here on Dead 3, on the Dead 3 Coaching Show. But let's talk about these. And I'm going to roll through these five real quick and just give you his definition. Empathy. The ability, whether deliberate or not, to join the emotional state of another person and to feel what someone else feels. And that's what it's, and I don't want to jump over these and get into without really giving you the definition of all of these. If anything, I want you to leave with the definition of these with what I took from it. But empathy, the ability, whether deliberate or not, to join in that emotional state of another person and to literally feel what that person is feeling. Selflessness, placing the needs and the well-being of others above your own, despite a real or perceived risk. Placing the needs and the well-being of others above your own, despite a real or perceived risk. Authenticity, the degree to which a person's actions are consistent with his beliefs, values, and desires despite external pressures. Man, that's a good one. And decisiveness, just the ability to make decisions quickly and effectively. And the last one is accountability, taking responsibility and ownership of your decisions and actions and the consequences that come after that. So let's talk about those again, and we're going to get into a little bit of all of these. But empathy, really feeling what somebody else feels. Selflessness, putting people above yourself. Authenticity, really being consistent with your actions on the values and the desires you have despite outside external pressures. Decisiveness, making decisions quickly. And accountability is taking ownership of everything going on around you and all the consequences that come. Those are the leadership attributes. So if you were an 8, 9, or 10 on a scale for all of these, then you are an A+ in all the attributes that it takes to be an effective leader. So let's talk about what a leader is. Here's what I have highlighted in my notes. And I really like this stuff, and it is directly from this book. And keep in mind, these shows are built around all this content that I'm consuming and that we're consuming and that you're consuming, how we can take this content, implement it into our lives, implement it into our teams, and implement it into, you know, the groups that we're building, implement it into our relationships, implement it into our children. Wouldn't it be great as we raise these children, if you have children and you're listening to this, that we could talk to them about empathy and what that really is, that it's different than sympathy. That we could talk to our children about being selfless and really thinking about the well-being of other people above your own, even when maybe you're being attacked and there's risk out there, perceived risk. And that we could teach our children to be authentic and be who they truly are at all times based on their values, despite being attacked for that, despite external pressures. That we could teach our children to be decisive, get all the facts, get all the information, and make really quick, educated, smart decisions and be effective in that. And then lastly, wouldn't it be great if we could teach our children to really be accountable and taking responsibility and complete ownership of your actions? Wouldn't that be great? So if we want our children to be A+ at that, and that they could do those things, then we should be doing it ourselves and as we build our teams. But this is some of the stuff I really like is my rank makes me a boss, but it doesn't make me a leader. Like really think that through. The position you have and the rank you have. Now, when they talk about rank, and this book is written by a Navy SEAL, that just makes you a boss. Whatever, like, and I'm fascinated by military history. I do read about it. I don't know the ranking and order, sergeant, general, admiral. But if you're a general, that rank just made you a boss. It doesn't make you a leader. A sergeant, a general, an admiral, whatever it is. Executive, CEO, director, engineering manager, whatever it is. Like, that's just your title. It doesn't make you a great leader. It doesn't make you a great leader. A people manager, some companies call it. So you have to understand that you can have these attributes of selflessness, of empathy, authenticity, decisiveness, accountability, and you can be A+ on that, and you can have great leadership attributes, and you could be rolling, and you may not have that title that you want or that others may have, and you could be the leader. So what is a leader? A leader is going to be this person that inspires. More than anything else, from John Maxwell to Rich DeVinny to these other people that I consume content of, at the end of the day, being a leader is that you are going to have people follow you and that you are going to inspire people to great action and great movement. Creating that inspiration. Great leaders motivate, quoting Rich DeVinny here, great leaders motivate and influence and inspire. Motivation, inspiration, aspiration, those are kind of the levels that we go through. And I heard that from, I believe, Ed Milet in a show. But there, you've got leaders are just different. They're going to inspire people to action. And at the end of the day, a lot of this is built around trust. That I know if I'm empathetic, that I know if I take accountability, that I know if I make great decisions that affect the group and I take all that information in and base it on fact and progress and values and outcomes and goals and where we want to be and why those decisions are important, but I can be decisive in those actions that we're taking, in those decisions, hunting for that word decisions, in those decisions, that if I can be selfless and I can be authentic and I can have empathy, then I'm going to be building up a lot of trust. At the end of the day, the things I've seen and from this book and in the groups that I've been with, from trust amongst the individuals on the team to trust amongst leaders, bosses, executives, management, to the people they're leading, that if trust is broken, if it is not genuine, if it is not authentic, then you will not have the great team that you are capable of having. At the end of the day, out of all this stuff we consume and all the people we talk with, any business, at the end of the day, we've got to get results. We've got to get results. Otherwise, we have no business. So how can you best get results? By leading, by inspiring, by building trust. Like all of this stuff that we're talking about right now and building a team and inspiring and motivating and moving people towards their level of greatness does help you get those results. There are companies out here that get great results, but it's going to be fleeting because there's going to be a lack of trust. They're not going to have these great teams. People aren't going to want to be a part of it. People aren't going to go above and beyond. At the end of the day, if I can build trust with my teams, and if I can be a great leader, that when we really need certain people, when we really need a group, when we really need a skill set, when we really need someone on Saturday morning or Sunday night to do great things, to help us overcome things, they're all on board. That I will do whatever it takes. I will go wherever you go. And we will make sure that we build this team up and that it's built on trust. So the empathy is just really getting into that emotional state of what another person feels like. There is a story of Bob Chapman, who's a gentleman here in the St. Louis area, who built this great leadership academy, and he was doing all this. But Chapman made the comment that sympathy is just simply not enough. That you really got to be empathetic to what people are going through. That we are aware of everything that you feel. Empathy is different because it's really an active experience, DeVinny says in his book. And it requires, you know, really understanding and emotional projection. Instead of merely knowing how someone feels, you're feeling how that person feels. And just like it rolls into being selfless, and it really rolls into being authentic. Like that's just got to be who you are. It just can't be your rank or your position or your title or your parking spot or your pay grade when it comes to all this. Like you've got to be really empathetic to how people are feeling. And you like, can you develop that? Absolutely. Is that an attribute that you can sit there and say, I'm a 2 on this, but in order for me to be a great leader and to move this company and to move these people and to move these products and to move our customers to the next level, that I've got to go from a 2 to an 8? And how can I do that? then you've got to really, one, be really self-aware of who you are, where you're at, and how you and where your blind spots are. Maybe you think you're really good at this, but you have this blind spot that somebody that you trust, somebody that is mentoring you, somebody that might be leading you can say, hey, George, you're like, this is a blind spot that you don't know about. You sympathize a lot and you gloss over that, but it really becomes to really knowing how that person feels, like you're not even in the ballpark on that. You have no idea how these people feel. You have no idea that on a Sunday night, these people dread coming in here. And you have no empathy for how they feel. You have no idea that when you leave these people after every meeting, that they're more confused. There's lack of clarity, more lack of clarity. That you have no idea how these people really, truly feel when you leave them. Wow. Okay. Then because of that, we don't have the trust. We've really got to build that leadership muscle. Here's a phrase they have under empathy that Deviney has. Leaders don't lead organizations. They lead people who make up those organizations. And you've really got to get fully immersed into your people. You've really got to really be empathetic to how they're feeling about their work, what's going on with them personally, you know, how you build a team. The thing that we've talked about over and over and over again with our podcast and our own pursuits of being a great leader and getting the greatness out of ourselves is really about caring about these people. Truly caring about them. This past weekend, I was with the teams that we work with off hours in the athletic world. And there's a young athlete in our program who is just about to get into our program. He is just starting out. And he has a fairly maybe significant leg injury. I don't know. Like there's all these ligaments in your knees, right? And he may have messed one up. And he's a young athlete. And the coach that I work with, and we're good friends, you know, we started sending texts to the dad and trainers and, you know, and making sure that the kid, because at the end of the day, we have to let these people know we care about them. Everywhere. Quick notes, quick texts, quick engagement, being really empathetic. Here's a young athlete that's just about to get into high school, you know, and everything that goes along with that. And then you mess your knee up, like really feeling what that kid feels and really feeling what that family might feel. Does that get them more bought in? And now we would just circle back to it. Is it authentic? 100% that's authentic. Are we doing it just to check a box? No, we care about this kid. So it starts with care. It starts with being authentic. And being real to your values. What are our values? And we're going to take care of these kids. We're going to take care of these people on our team. We're going to make sure that these families know that we appreciate them and value them. Like, I mean, I'm talking professional. You've got to be that type of leader. So empathy, being authentic about that empathy, being selfless, but really being authentic with being selfless and placing the needs of others above yourself. Leadership is about people, quoting here from Deviney. It is not about accumulating toys. I don't need all these, the cars and the vacations and the houses and all that sort of stuff. What we really need is, where do you get your juice from? What gives you your juice? What gives me a lot of juice is watching someone that can't, that can, down the road. Whether that be a week, 2 weeks, 52 weeks, 3 years, 4 years, and watching them grow and develop and become great and go for their level of greatness. And then we go back to authenticity, man. You've got to be empathetic. You've got to be selfless. You've got to be really authentic in that. And to quote Deviney again here, authenticity by definition cannot be faked. It can't be faked. So you got to be really empathetic to people. And you got to really care for people, and you got to really be selfless of people. And it's got to be who you are at your core. And it needs to be built into your values of who you are as a person and as a leader and as a manager and as a CEO, whatever that rank or title is and parking spot you have. Because at the end of the day, we have to get results. At the end of the day, I just feel it's the right thing to do all the time. And at the end of the day, you got to care about people. Authenticity, the degree to which a person's actions are consistent with his beliefs and his or her values, despite any external pressures. Can you stand on that mountain alone with all these external pressures and just know that, hey, this is who I am, and this is why I'm this way, and these are the decisions I'm going to make, and this is how I'm going to lead, and this is what I'm going to put out in front, and I'm going to be the, and this is who I am, and I'm this way? All the time. All the time. At the end of the day, you've got to be able to make decisions. Decisiveness is the ability to make clear and well-informed and timely decisions. And that's what separates people with, you know, high level of decisiveness from somebody who just merely makes just okay and solid decisions. Let me say that again. Decisiveness is the ability to make clear and well-informed and timely decisions. Like all that's important, as opposed to somebody that's just merely making solid decisions. But that's different, right? You got to build trust. You got to care. You got to build trust. And you've got to be somebody that is sitting there with people that you're leading saying, and if I'm following somebody and somebody's leading me saying, hey, I know that they're going to ask my opinion on this and they're going to listen to me. And at the end of the day, they're going to make a decision that I know I'm going to respect. And I know it's going to lead us towards our goals, our ambitions, the results that we want collectively as a group, because they always have. The ability to make clear, well-informed, and timely decisions. That's it. Decisiveness is an attribute. Some people don't have that. It leads me to remember what my dad told me, who worked at Boeing and traveled the world and was part of their defense, their defense department or whatever with Boeing. And he always told me that all these people would come to him with, that he led, with opinions and ideas, and that of the decisions that my dad would have to make. Hey, this, you need to say this. You need to do this. You need to do this. And at the end of the day, my dad said, he was, you know, and I appreciated this. It still sits with me. He took in all the information, but that at the end of the day, he would make that decision. And if somebody continued to come at him, he would say, whoa, I've already made that decision. We have moved on. And you need to support it. Now, that's a different podcast and a different lesson, but you've got it. But you take all the information from everybody. At the end of the day, I told this to a group last week. You are the ones out there playing. I'm the one making the decision, but I'm going to listen to everything you say. And it doesn't matter if you're 14, 18, 34, 44, 74. I'm going to listen. But when the decision is made, and I will be decisive, the decision is made. And I expect everybody on the team to rally around the decision and making sure we're moving towards our goal. And everybody is doing everything they can to support that decision. It is a collective decision by us and we. And we are moving forward. And there, you know, there's a whole another lessons about sabotage and what, you know, and people sabotaging that decision and all that. Make sure you have the right people on the bus sitting in the right seat. But then we talk about accountability. You got to own every decision that's made. Because at the end of the day, it is about trust and care and results. We got to get results. But I need my team to trust me that we're making the right decisions. And when things go sideways, and they will, and the decision you made may not have been the right one, at the end of the day, if you sit there and throw anybody under the bus and say it was so-and-so's fault, and they went off the rails and they did their own thing, even if what they did was contradicting what you said would happen or the decision you made, you still have to move forward. And you can't throw them under the bus. I made this decision. This was the outcome we were looking for. We did not get it, and that's on me. At the end of the day, that's on me. These coaches that are getting fired right now in college basketball, and they get up there, and I see these things. And it's obviously a lot of gratitude, a lot of thankfulness, a lot of, hey, I wish we had done better. You know, there have been people that have sat there and said, man, like, this didn't happen, this didn't happen, this didn't happen, didn't go, like, and just throwing people under the bus. At the end of the day, you've got to build that trust and you've got to own it. So when things go sideways and you take it all on as the leader. That when you sit down in front of your team again, they're all sitting there saying, they know, I messed up. I messed this whole thing up. And that guy or gal sat out there and took it all, and it was my fault. So, like, here's an example. Sport example. 2 days ago, Kent State's playing to go to the NCAA tournament. And I don't think they've been there that regularly recently. They finished eighth or ninth in their league. They're playing the number one team. They're ahead. They score to go ahead with like 6 seconds left. The other team, who's the one seed, and only one of these teams is going to the NCAA tournament. They inbound the ball, and this player starts dribbling the length of the floor, and somebody on Kent State team fouls him. And like they shouldn't have. So Akron goes to the free throw line and they make both free throws, and then Kent State doesn't get a shot off and it doesn't go in and they lose. One kid gets a foul. Like, he messed it up. Everybody in the gym, everybody in the nation, everybody that saw it on SportsCenter knows he messed up. I did not see it, so I haven't seen it. I don't know the response of the coach. Man, but I hope he didn't go to that press conference and put it on him. And everybody knows it. So what do you do as a leader there? I'm asking you, as you're driving down the road or getting ready for work, and if you've made it this far in the podcast, how do you handle that as a leader when that happens? Now, it doesn't matter how old the person that everybody knows who made the mistake. But you've got to own everything and be accountable to everything. When that kid gets interviewed and he's sitting there in tears, probably sitting next to a coach and discussing and taking those questions on, I hope the coach jumps in and says, hey, that's on me. That's not on him. We didn't work on it enough. I didn't put it into a practice plan enough. You're not going to sit here and get after an 18 to 22-year-old young man and put it on him. And in the locker room, you say the same thing. One, it's the right thing to do. Two, you got to be authentic with yourself. Three, you got to be, you know, understand the values that you have as a program or as a company, and that you can sit there and, you know, and inspire those young men and give them confidence and build the trust and say, hey, that's on me. I hope that that is what happened. I don't know what happened. To put a ribbon on this, there are five attributes to being a great leader. And it's got me thinking about me and where I am and who I am, about empathy, about being selfless, about being authentic, about making decisions and being decisive, and about accountability and owning everything. Taking responsibility as ownership for your decisions and actions. Accountability. And he says this, one of the most important things, him being Davini, one of the most important things we're looking for is accountability. You've got to own it all. And as a leader, you own it all. He was saying in the book that they would put people through different things. And when things failed, there was just this one gentleman that they were trying to fulfill a position. And this one gentleman refused to take accountability for things that happened. Jocko Willink, who's another Navy SEAL, put a book out called Extreme Ownership. And I believe chapter two of that book is, there are no bad teams. There are no bad teams. There are only bad leaders. And that has always struck a chord with me. He said you could take this great team with a great leader, and they're killing it at Bud's training, Navy SEAL training, and Hell Week, and everything that you've heard about, and that they would just be killing it. Then there'd be this other team who's last, and they would switch out the leaders. And over time, through Bud's training, days, weeks, whatever it might be, that team that performed the worst would slowly become the best because of the leader, because of someone that was probably very empathetic to what everybody's going through. Hey, listen, I know it's 2 a.m. and we're getting our tails kicked by the surf and the sand and the salt and no sleep and no food and people yelling and screaming at you. I get that. I can be empathetic to that. I can put myself in your shoes to somebody that is going to make the right decisions, clear, well-informed, and timely decisions, to somebody that's going to take accountability and not throw anybody under the bus, and to somebody that is very selfless, but above all else, somebody that's really authentic with all that. And slowly that bad team became the best team, Jocko Willink said. There are no bad teams. There's only bad leaders. So where are you in terms of this scale of being empathetic, of being selfless, of being authentic, being decisive, and being accountable to your team? So it's got me thinking. So the whole purpose of this series that we're putting on, and this is the third series, this is the third podcast YouTube episode. Please go subscribe to this on YouTube for the book, The Attributes. Listen, Rich DeVinny's great. I'd love to get him on this show. I would love to talk to him about the leadership traits. I'd love to talk to him about the grit attributes and how those all bubble up. And just, I would have a litany of questions for him. And I am going to reach out to him and talk to him about this podcast and about what we've done here. And would love to have a conversation with him about all these attributes and the leadership mentality of the Navy SEALs and of the military. So listen, please subscribe to this channel. It's on YouTube. We're really talking a lot about our YouTube channel these days. It's definitely on the podcast as well. You can get that on Spotify. But please like this, comment, share it. We've covered a lot with Rich DeVinny's book. There's 3 episodes on here. We're about to get into another book that I really enjoy that is somewhere here next to me. It's Ali Abdaal's book right here called Feel Good Productivity and How to Do More of What Matters to You. I really enjoy this book. This gentleman here is big time on YouTube, and it's the next book we're getting into where we're going to talk about play and power and how to really be more productive and how it's really built around how you feel and how to make sure that you're always kind of at a peak performance in terms of how you feel and how you're executing on your day. So it's a really good book that I finished up maybe a month or so ago, but we're getting the notes together on that now. So listen, reach out to me on LinkedIn, reach out to me on Twitter. LinkedIn's obviously the best. And please like, comment, and share on this episode. Have a great rest of your week.